Hello, sisters. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're at a park right now, and Brother Two Posts is doing some work on the van, and I'm doing some... Oh, there's some noisy people at the park. I don't know if they were saying something to me or not. So anyway, I'm doing a good Titus Two work. I just washed some clothes, and I kind of emptied our 6-gallon water jug washing the clothes, and so earlier I went on a witness and water walk where I hope to get to witness and hope to find some water, and I did. So I loaded up my cart. I have 2-gallon jugs in there, and I'm walking back and forth from one end of the park to the other getting water and filling up my jug. And I thought I would pop this on and talk to my sisters while I'm going at it. And one of the things I was thinking about lately is just being thankful to be a godly woman and being able to do everything that I can as a godly woman and not as an unregenerate, wicked, wild and crazy woman that I used to be. I'm just so thankful every day, and kind of makes me think, since I'm getting water, and I know we've talked about water before, I always bring it up how thankful I am to have water. And that's mainly because in the van life, we don't have unlimited water, and sometimes we have to really ration it out until we find more. And not that you can't buy it everywhere, you can, but it's super expensive. And when they do offer it, there's a lot of places that offer it for travelers. We're really thankful for that, so we can use the Lord's resources wisely. And sometimes I've washed in river water and stuff. I don't care, whatever. Just do whatever it is that I can in my Titus Two works to get along, because it's not all about that. It's about being out here living for the Lord and sharing His truth with the world, and just trying to get by doing our duty so that way we can focus on what's important. And so I was thinking about, so thankful for water. I'm just so thankful every time I can fill up a jug and bring it with us. And you know, the Bible says we're supposed to be thankful for food and raiment, and those would be just the basic things. And oftentimes people aren't thankful just for the basic things. It's like it's expected. And so if you just expect food and you expect water and you expect clothing, and now you're expecting a roof over your head and you're expecting a job and you're expecting the world to treat you, you know, good because you're working hard in it or something. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like an avalanche that's going to cave down on you. So the Bible is so rich with wisdom and truth. I love it. It's like basic and foundation. To be thankful for the basics makes you thankful for your life and your existence in the Lord. It eliminates everything else. And if you're thankful for the basics, then you're going to be extra thankful for anything above and over that. So, and I don't know, as I do my Titus Two duties on the road as a godly woman, I love working with my hands, minding my own business, leading a quiet life. And yeah, we're out on the streets and we're preaching to the people, and people get angry. It's because, not because of us, it's because of the Word of God. But anyway, kind of moving into that subject there, I was thinking about Mary and how God chose her, and it said she found favor in His eyes, or found favor with God. I don't know if it says in His eyes, but she found favor. And favor is grace. And you can go look up the Greek on that. I have my notes on it, but I'm walking and pulling my cart right now, so you can go look up the notes on grace and favor. It's kind of in that area, the same as what we have today. The Lord finds grace in us godly sisters. And so Mary was told she was going to bring the Savior of the world into the world through her. And I can't imagine what she was thinking. And once it was explained to her, she's like, well, your will be done, basically, is what she said. And I don't know, I'm just in awe that the Lord will use a human to bring the Lord and our Savior into the world. It's just awesome to me. And you know what else? We're kind of like that today, sisters. If we're born again and we have the Holy Spirit within us, are we not carrying that to the world? And then we proclaim it, whether it be through words to people, signs, letters, emails, whatever it is that we do, we're also bringing it into the world. And so, I don't know. I was thinking about Mary when she said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and her and Elizabeth together rejoicing in the Lord, in what God is doing through them, and us sisters can do that too. And I'm going to pause this while I go get some more water, and I'll be back. Okay, so I'm back. I have my water, and I'm going to head back to the other side of the park and see much more I have to get after that. But anyway, I'm getting back to what we were talking about, being thankful to be a godly woman. You know, I was thinking about this world and how everybody's always striving for more and this and that and bigger and being having this reputation, and people love lifting up other people, Hollywood stars. They're maybe a big title and a big office and a big car and a big house and all this stuff. And we godly women, we want to decrease that God may increase. And so it kind of goes back along with being thankful for the basics. You know, we want to be thankful to be nothing, to be lowly, to be humble servants. And I love that. You know, the less of me, the more there can be of God. And, you know, I'm reminded of this every single day, the contrast of who I used to be to who I am today. Because as soon as we wake up and we open up our door, we're in the world, and there it is. There's all those women who used to be me. I used to be them. And so it's a reminder to me of who I used to be and what the Lord has done for me. And I give thanks every day for all the works that He's done in me and what He allows me to do for Him, carrying forth that precious truth into the world. I mean, nothing like what Mary did, but yet, in a way, it is kind of like that. You know, the magnitude of it, what we can bring, can change lives too through the gospel. And I love sharing that. I was also thinking about Anna. Anna had a quiet life. She was living at the temple for all those years, waiting for the Savior. And then when she knew He had arrived, she went out and she told all that would hear, all that would listen. You know, she didn't have this big, extravagant life. She wasn't maybe well known. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine a widow living in the temple would be well known unless it was by the Jews and stuff. So, I don't know, sisters, this simple life in Christ, this nothing life. I love the nothingness of it, if you want to say it that way. I don't have to strive for anything. I don't have to, I don't know, chase the things of the world. It's nothing, nothing of this world has any interest to me other than bringing forth this precious truth that God has put in us through His Holy Spirit, that we might be able to bring forth into this world through us godly, holy women who are called out and separate, who have shed our lives and laid them down for Him, and we pick up our cross and follow after Him. And we want that for other people, the hope of that eternal life, that new life that we have, a new heart, a new mind. That stony heart is a new heart. And the hope that is before us. I was so hopeless before in the world. And the Lord was so gracious to let me see the answers to all those questions I had. And it was all through the gospel. And I just want to encourage you, sisters. You know, you may think that your life is maybe a little bit of nothing and it's bare basics. But you know what? That's an awesome, awesome life. I'm just telling you. And God is going to use all your works to His glory. Maybe not the way we want Him to use them. Maybe we want to be used in a bigger way. But you know, these small ways, I've seen it in myself and in my sisters. Small ways of a godly woman can be a big impact. For instance, I'm just kind of rambling on here, whatever pops in my mind. A quiet, godly woman. People see that in me on the streets. Yeah, I do speak up, and yeah, I do warn people about man-made religion, but when Brother Tupos is speaking and talking, I'm usually pretty quiet. Well, definitely when he's witnessing to a man. And it's noticed. And that's a small thing, isn't it? I'm just doing nothing, just standing there, being a godly woman, and it's being noticed. So people are going to notice things in your lives, even if you don't realize it, even if it's maybe just a nothing life like we were talking about. Those are good lives, too. So anyway, I'm going to pause this for right now. I'm almost back to the van, and then I'll see if there's anything else I have to add to it. All right, I'm back again. So I dumped that water in the water jug, and I'm going to go back across the park one more time, get a couple more gallons, and that should about do it. And just coming back to finish up this audio and say that kind of an impromptu one. I didn't have any notes or anything that I was looking at, and just wanting to share with my sisters, and so just kind of free-flowing, I guess, as if we were just talking on the phone or face-to-face. just sharing the joy of the Lord, the love of the Lord, and being thankful and content and praising Him. Praise Him every day that you're a godly woman. And if you've always been kind of conservative already and never have been buried in all those sins that I was, praise God for that. And give Him just as much thanks and glory that we do, because the same fate would have happened to somebody who is more conservative and less sinful as somebody who is more sinful. The same destination pretty much anyway. So let us all magnify the Lord together, exalt His name, lift Him up, praise Him, be thankful and content. You know, that's a wonderful blessing, is being thankful. You know, it's like when you have children and you do something for them, or if you're a servant and you do something for people, and if they're thankful, it's like, it's really nice, isn't it? It's like, I don't want to use it as an honor and a glory, because I would say that would be for God. But you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. Hey, there's a deer walking across the park right behind me. I'm going to stop this. Hey, I figured out there's a continue button on here. I pressed the stop button on the audio so I could take a video of that deer. How precious. Brother Tupos and I, when we were driving to this town, there was a doe with her little fawn standing by the road, and he was beeping the horn so that they wouldn't run across. It was so sweet. The fawn had speckles on it. So sweet, just standing by its mom. Yeah. So anyway, lots of distractions going on this audio, but that's okay. Just walking and talking with my sister. So I think I was just magnifying the Lord with you and giving thanks and praise to Him for being a godly woman. And yeah, I want you to do that too. And we can do that all together, even though it's separate and across the world. We don't even know who all's rejoicing in the Lord, but we're all doing it together, aren't we? I love to think about that. And someday, in the end, we're all going to be together with Him if we keep in the true faith and obedience, because we love Him and doing good works and being zealous. And that joy and peace gift that He gives to us is such a treasure. Let us use that and share that with the gospel, with everybody that we can. Because I'll tell you what, I don't want to go back into the world anymore. I see too much of it. And it, like I was talking about it, it's right there in front of me who I used to be. And so I'm extra blessed. You know, some people might look at that and go, wow, you got to deal with that every single day in your face all the time. Even in the van, the music is playing sometimes while we're sleeping. We just can't get away from it all. But I look at that and it just makes me thankful to not be ensnared by all that anymore. And it makes me want to be out in the world even more to share that precious truth with those people out there, because I'm out there. The old me is out there, I mean. I'm dead. The old Deb is dead. I'm Sister Amon now. I love that. But the old me is out there somewhere. And I may have run into a few of them and helped them along the way. And there's going to be more out there. And so we just want to shine our light and be a good witness for Him is all. So for the sake of not rambling on anymore, I'm going to end this. I'm almost to the water again. I'm going to go finish up some of my good and godly Titus 2 duties that I love doing. I'm so thankful to be able to do them and to be able to serve the Lord while I'm doing them. That's awesome. All right, I love you, sisters. Hold fast and stand strong and keep pressing on for that hope, that blessed hope, that precious gift that the Lord set in front of us. And let us be thankful for all He has done. All right, I love you. Hold fast. May God be praised.